Johnny checked the revolver to make sure the one shot was going to come up under the firing pin when he cocked it. He swung himself onto the ladder. It was blowing outward from the drone. The bottom end was fastened inside the door, but he was now out over empty space, protected from the wind stream by the tail of his battle plane. He went up several steps. Johnny had a clear view of the Mark 32. The cockpit lights were on. The door was being held open by Nup's foot. Zit was a third of the way up to the plane. For a moment, Johnny thought he was too late. He thought Nup had hoisted the fuel cartridges out of sight. But no. Nup had the caps off the fuel receptacles and was examining them. For numbers? And he had the whole ore basket in his lap. Zit was howling at Nup, something about opening the door wider and steadying the cable. Zit climbed further. The ladder was protected by the angle of the Mark 32, but there was still a tearing wind. It was ripping Zit's jacket. He roared again, something about opening the door, the words lost in the roar of the drone and the scream of the wind. Johnny cocked the revolver. The face mask protected his eyes. He could have shot either Zit or Nup. He didn't. He carefully allowed for wind and elevation. The already high muzzle velocity of a Smith & Wesson 457 Magnum was increased by blasting caps in its cartridges. He must be very careful. Only one shot. Nup kicked the door further open, the ore basket in plain view on his lap. Then Nup saw Johnny and yelled and pointed, and Zit looked back down. Johnny fired! He tried to duck back inside an instant after the shot. He was not quite fast enough. Enough fuel and ammunition for 20 battles not only went up, it also flashed down into the open fuel and ammunition receptacles. The roar and almost instantaneous concussion hit Johnny like a sledgehammer. He went outward over black space. The safety line held and snapped him back inside the door. In that confused instant, as though it were a still picture, he saw Zit on fire, just starting to fly out into space. He saw the whole Mark 32 leap in an exploding ball high in the air. Johnny hit the floor plates just inside the open slots so he wouldn't slide back. The concussion had been too much for his head, and he was passing out again. An idiot phrase passed through his mind just before a deeper darkness blanketed his senses.
Old Staffer was wrong. I'm not too smart. I just cost myself the only target search beams can pick up.
The drone was not rolling now that it had been relieved of its unstabilizing weight. The body on the icy floor just inside the door did not move. The lethal cargo soared onward towards Scotland and the rest of the world. Its goal? The final obliteration of the remainder of the human race. The ones it had missed 1,000 or more years ago.